a Jewish Journal article. Eichen hosts inaugural LAUSD summit on anti-Semitism. The Israeli-American Civic Action Network, Eichen, hosted the first ever summit with the Los Angeles Unified School District addressing rising anti-Semitism in the state. The summit, which was held virtually on May 15, featured Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Los Angeles Senior Associate Regional Director Matt Friedman reviewing data from the ADL's latest report that was released on May 9. The report found 3,697 anti-Semitic incidents in 2022, the highest ever recorded by the ADL, a stark increase from the 751 incidents that were documented in 2013. In California, the ADL documented 518 incidents in 2022, a 41% increase from the 367 recorded the year before. Such incidents included the white supremacist organization Goyim Defense League's, GDL, propaganda campaign through banners draped over freeways declaring that Kanye was right, and flyers dropped on people's porches blaming Jews for the COVID agenda. Words escalate, Friedman warned, pointing to the Pico Robertson shootings in February as an example, since the shooter claimed to have been influenced by the GDL flyers. Simon Wiesenthal Center Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda Rabbi Abraham Cooper further explained the severity of the problem, citing FBI Director Christopher Wray's figures that 63% of hate crimes targeting religious identity went against Jews, who comprise only 2.4% of the American population. It's an unacceptable situation, Cooper said. Jennifer, an LAUSD parent and educator who did not provide her last name, told viewers that she is a mass shooting survivor, as she was at the North Valley Jewish Community Center, JCC, that was targeted by a white supremacist with an Uzi submachine gun in 1999. "This changed my life forever, to say the least," Jennifer said. "I am worried about the anti-Semitism that is happening in our schools." As an educator, she recalled being yelled by an administrator for leaving early to observe Yom Kippur despite informing the administrator about her plans beforehand. Jennifer's two daughters have also been subjected to anti-Semitism. Her younger daughter was subjected to cyberbullying and told she was a cheap Jew and no one liked her because she was a Jew. Her older daughter was asked by her teachers if she was Jewish, with negative connotation, due to her last name, Jennifer added. "My daughter has cried to me on numerous occasions asking, 'Why do they hate me because I'm Jewish?' she said. It's not okay that this is still happening in our schools in 2023. Various LAUSD officials spoke during the summit about their commitment to fighting rising anti-Semitism. Superintendent Alberto M. Carvalho said that while schools represent a manifestation of this scourge of anti-Semitism, schools are also the perfect solution to combating hate. Education is the solution, and education must continue to be the solution to deal with anti-Semitic actions that unfortunately target students and adults in our community, Carvalho said. "We want to understand the root causes and the manifestations of anti-Semitism so we can bring about educational solutions for these problems." He pledged to make LAUSD a bastion of safe havens to protect students from hate. Cecily Myert Cruz, who heads the United Teachers Los Angeles, UTLA, union, declared that more than 35,000 union members are standing up to combat hate, injustice and anti-Semitism in our schools and in our workplaces and in our classrooms. "This type of hatred has no business in our schools and in our workplaces and in the world, and so it is going to be up to us working together to end these kind of practices," Myert Cruz said. LAUSD board member Nick Melvoin, who is Jewish, explained to viewers that most hatred stems from fear, and fear comes from a lack of understanding. He recalled that when he taught at a school in Watts, most of the students there hadn't met a Jew before, which Melvoin said showed the importance of forging bonds with other communities. As a board member, Melvoin said he worked with the Jewish Federation and others to end a biased pro-BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, salary point class for our educators, and to establish better vetting procedures to prevent such rhetoric from entering the curriculum. Melvoin also was among lobbying for the defeat of a pro-BDS resolution in UTLA. The school board member said that the resolution really awoke a sleeping giant among Jewish educators and others, realizing that we can't sleep on our laurels. Melvoin called for a more holistic ethnic studies curriculum that places the Jewish experience among others as a persecuted minority, as well as better reporting mechanisms to help fight anti-Semitism. "By continuing to spread awareness and understanding about the Jewish faith, I know we can create a future where the threat of anti-Semitism is a distant memory," Melvoin said. Judy Chason, coordinator for LAUSD's Human Relations, Diversity and Equity Department, explained to viewers that if their child faced a hate incident at school, the best thing parents can do is simply listen and learn what their child experienced at school. When reporting the incident to the school, parents need to be as factual as possible, Shaysan said, as saying, "My child was bullied," isn't as effective as saying their child was pushed during lunch and called a slur. The more factual information you can give, the better equipped they're going to be to respond to that allegation, Shaysan said. During the Q&A session, Melvoin, Shaysan and LAUSD Board of Education Vice President Scott M. Schmurlson were asked about the possibility of the board adopting the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, definition of antisemitism. Melvoin replied that, "This summit is a good first step toward that goal and that the community can provide insight on their lived experiences." Earlier in the summit, Cooper advocated for the adoption of IHRA, saying that he has heard officials from various universities lament to him that they don't have a definition to provide bias training and identify acts of hate. He added that he hoped the summit would help create momentum for IHRA to be adopted. Cooper also said that the community shouldn't take it for granted that the LAUSD superintendent and UTLA head were at the summit, since often the community is at loggerheads with people in power across the country. Other speakers included Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles Senior Vice President of Community Engagement Joanna Mendelson, LAUSD Board Member Kelly Gonez, and LAUSD Association of Jewish Educators Vice President and Fairfax High School Assistant Principal Lisa Regan-DeRoss. ICANN Chairman and CEO Dylan Hosier moderated the summit.